You're listening to KHUM, Humboldt Grown Radio Without the Rules. And right now, I have the esteemed pleasure of having Lori Shook on the phone. How are you doing?
I'm great.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for joining me on the phone. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
So you guys are about ready to wrap up this year's touring cycle. We were talking a second ago. You're stoked to go home and start working on the new album.
Yeah. We feel like we've been touring most of this year, so we're excited to wrap it up.
That's pretty cool. We are excited to have you guys. You're coming in. You're going to be playing over at Humbrews this evening at 9 p.m. with Tall Heights, which is cool.
Yeah, we love Humbrews.
Humbrews is a really, really sweet place. Ended up seeing Blitz and Trapper there on Tuesday, which was cool.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was awesome. And they came in a little bit earlier for an in-studio performance with Larry. You are definitely familiar with our in-studio performances. And, yeah. I'm sorry it didn't work out this time, but next time, definitely, that'll be something cool. But I was reading up on you guys, and you ended up going to school, actually, to be a radio, TV, digital media production.
Yeah.
Which is cool, right?
Yeah, I know a few basic things. It's a funny program, and we learned on all, like, 80s and 90s equipment, and they kept saying, so you'll never see this in the business, but I might as well learn on this. I'm like, what? Why?
Well, you know, actually that's more accurate, you know, than a lot of other places. Because like most stations, like here I think we're still running on 90s stuff, but that's like, you know, everywhere.
Well, that's right.
So it's pretty cool. You're still out and, your album, the latest one that you put out, What We Do is pretty awesome.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And people, that's available on like CD Baby, iTunes. I assume you'll have some at the show as well.
Yeah. Sweet. We have it on vinyl too now.
Well, that's an extra little added bonus, isn't it?
Yeah. No, you live in Portland. You gotta keep up with the hipness over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you ended up going to Portland over LA because you wanted to not be lost in the pool of talent, correct?
Yes. Yeah, I couldn't imagine. LA is too big for us. We're small town girls. We're from North Idaho. It's a really small town. So Portland was a great small town, big city option for us. And it's such a sweet music scene. It's really collaborative and supportive versus competitive and we just really love it there.
Oh, that's awesome. I just moved here from West Virginia like 2 months ago because Mike took a job over at the university. You guys are familiar with Mike. You've been on his show before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so I haven't made it up to Portland yet, but one of my best friends used to live there, and I hear it is positively 100% amazing.
It is. It's amazing. Yeah. But shh, don't tell anybody.
Everybody's don't tell anybody.
Everybody's moving there.
I'm glad to have a little piece of Portland, though, coming tonight. You guys are coming right here to Arcata, which will be really, really cool. Is there anything else you want to add, or do you want to just go ahead and pick a track to go ahead and end this on?
Just wanted to tell everybody to get there on time because Tall Heights are amazing. They're wonderful, dear friends of ours, but we just toured over on the East Coast with them. We just did a gig swap. They hosted us over there, and now we're hosting them on our coast. And, it's been really fun to show them around, and definitely want to show them the California November time love.
Is this their first time on the West Coast? That's cool.
So
I was checking out some of their music, and they're amazing, too. That's cool.
Yeah, really amazing. Beautiful harmonies and beautiful boys.
How did you meet up with them?
through our management and booking agents. It just kind of worked out like that. It's really worked out well. I know we signed up to do 12 shows with each other, and New York was our first one. It was like a blind date. We are so glad it went well because we're really good friends now. It's really cool how that worked out.
Yeah, sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't. It's just so weird.
It sucked if we didn't like each other.
Well, we can play something from them too, and then and then play something from you guys.
Their single is Spirit Cold. Which is
yeah,
really
that's
amazing.
A good one. Okay, yeah. So we'll get that one on, and right after that, we'll go ahead and put on one of your guys' songs. Do you have a specific one you want to play?
I like Demons off of What We Do. It's never really played much on the radio, and I always like that one the best because it's the weirdest.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Well, I'll play that again here in just a second. Can you hang on the phone for just a second? And then, because I want to, what I'm doing is I'm getting, like, you know, Larry Trask, you've met him here before.
Oh yeah.
We have a changeover in between shows, in between the radio shows where I guess I could ask you this now. It doesn't matter. Cause he'll find out this afternoon. If he finds out a little early, like if he's listening right now, it's not a big deal. I have different people that I've been asking to, give him 3 song suggestions to end the changeover with. And so they could be anything. They could be your music. They could be, I don't know, you could say Sam Cooke if you wanted to. Do you want to pick 3 songs for Larry to choose from this afternoon?
Oh, cool. Well, my 3 favorite songs right now are Sylvanesso, Coffee.
Okay, awesome.
And Bahamas, Lost in the Light. And the third one is... Gregory Alan Isakov, Amsterdam.
Okay, awesome. That should be
my 3 favorite songs.
It'll be interesting to see what Larry picks.
Cool.
All right, well, thank you so much for taking some time to call, and we are excited to see you at Humbrews this evening with Tall Heights at 9 p.m. Everybody, make sure you head on out there for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll catch you later, Larry.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.